Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Maseches Sota, and we are now up to the second parak of Maseches Sota. So after we discussed the idea of Mida Keneged Mida in the end of the first parak of the Masechta, so the Mishnah goes now returns back to the topic of the Masechta, which is about the Sota. So the Mishnah says, Hayimeliyas Milchasa B'toch Kfifa Mitzvahs. Her husband brings her carbon milcha in a basket made out of just regular palm leaves, V'nosta Al Yodeh Kedei Liaga, and they put it on her hands in order to tire her out, meaning by the when people are exhausted, their willpower wanes, and therefore she's not going to have the strength to continue her denial. That's the point, which again, all this is to try to get her to admit to her sin before we have to erase Hashem's name. All other korbanos mincha are in a kli sharis at the beginning when the owner brings them from his house to the Beis HaMikdash, and at the end when they're finally hukrav on the mizbeach. But this korban starts out in this simple basket when the owner brings it from his house to the Beis HaMikdash, and it ends up in a kli sharis when it's obviously brought on the mizbeach. It's not put into a kli sharis until after it's been brought into the Azara, and it's ready to be hukrav. Kol menachos tunos shemen levona. All other korbanos mincha need shemen and levona. V'zuvein etona lo shemen v'lo levona. But the mincha sota doesn't get oil, nor does it get levona, which is a certain type of spice that would normally go on mincha. Meaning it's osur by a minchas kenaos to have levona, shemen levona. Kol menachos bolos menachitin v'zo ba'a minasarin. All other korbanos are brought from wheat, and this is brought from barley. Now, an exception to the last klal that we said is the korban omer. Minchas omer, afal pi shaba min asa'orin, minchas omer also comes from barley. He is a ba'a geres, but it would be finely ground and sifted barley, so it was a much higher quality barley. V'zo ba'a kemach, whereas the minchas sota is a very coarse kind of barley, which is like a meichel behema. Ram Gamliel omer, Ram Gamliel says, "Kashem Shema Aseha Maisa Behema, Kach Karbana Meichel Behema." She acted like an animal, so her karban is animal fodder. Then the Mishnah continues, the Mishnah Beis, "Hayamevi Piale Shel Cheres Chadasha." A kohen would bring a new clay cheres that was never used before. V'nosin l'tocha chatzi log mayim min hakiyar, and he would put a half a lug of water into it from the kiyar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Revius, and Rabbi Yehuda says it was a revius of a lug of mayim. Kashem Shema Mayit Baksav. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says, the amount of writing on the Megillah Sota that we'll soon see was less, so too he also says the amount of water was less. Nichnas Heichel Fanu Liyamino. So after he put the water into the cup, Kohen goes into the Heichel with the cup and he turns to his right. Umakom Hayisham Amma Al Amma. And there was a place on the floor in the Heichel that was one Amma by one Amma. V'tavlo Shalshayish V'tabas Hayisukvuba. And there was a marble tile, and there was a ring on it that served as like a handle. Ukshumagbiya notel offer mitachtes. So he'd lift up that tile and he would take some dirt from underneath there. Vinosin kadeshiyara alamayim, sheira alamayim, and he would put enough of that dirt into a cup so that you could see the dirt on the surface of the water. Shinamar mina afar shariya bakarka mishkan, yikachakoin vinosin alamayim. Pasuk says from the earth that will be on the floor of the Mishkan, the Kohen will take that and add to the water. So let's review what we learned today, the first two Mishnayos in the second parak. So the first Mishnah had said that she would bring her korban mincha the husband would bring the korban mincha in a kfifa mitzvah, and they would put it on her hands in order to tire her out. Normally, korban mincha, there are several things that distinguish this from a regular korban mincha. Normally, korban mincha starts out in a kli sharis. This one starts out in a kfifa mitzvah. Normally, korban mincha needs shemen levona. This one cannot have shemen levona. Normally, korban mincha is made from wheat. This is made from barley. The only other korban mincha is made from barley is mincha sa'omer, but that's at least made from fine barley. And Gamliel points out the reason that this is made from barley is because since she acted like an animal, we want her carbon to be the carbon of an animal. And in the Mishnah Beis, we said that they would bring a new kli cheres, a cup, and the Kohen would put in a half a log of water from the kiyar. Rabbi Yehuda says less water, just like Rabbi Yehuda says there's less writing that has to be erased. He also says less water. Kohen would go into the heichal, turn to his right, find the one amma by one amma tile, lift it up, and take the dirt. dirt from underneath it, and he would put the dirt on the water in a way that you could still see the dirt floating on top of the water. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel.